My name is Mercury and welcome to this brand new episode of Media with Faye. Today I am alone and today I'll be discussing two MCU projects that came out last year. Today I am discussing Secret Invasion. And the second season of I Am Groot. Now, these came out around mid last year, and let's just say that they vary in quality. To put it bluntly, one sucks, one is good. And I think you know which ones I'll be discussing. I think you guys know which ones I'll be ranking, how they're gonna rank and which ones I'm talking about. So yeah, anyways, you guys, we're gonna start off with in order of release date. So that means we are gonna start with Secret Invasion. Now, I have mentioned Secret Invasion quite a lot of times. Podcast episodes. Specifically, I think it comes to mind, it's like every other one that I've said, like, oh, it's not as bad as Secret Invasion, and I've gotten to rigorous detail of how bad Secret Invasion truly is. Because the thing is, this show is truly awful. It is one of the worst shows that Marvel's ever put out. Actually, it was one of the worst things Marvel's put out in period. I would say it's almost as bad as like Eternals and maybe the Marvels. The Marvels is also pretty bad. So yeah, what does Secret Invasion have? Finally, I'm covering it in its own episode. How does it fare against the others of its kind? Well, here we go. Here is the official Mercury review of the worst Marvel show of all time. Worse than She-Hulk. Yes, people, worse than She-Hulk. Yeah. So, what do I think? Let's just get right into it. So let's start off with the CGI and the action. So, okay. This show doesn't use that much CGI. It's mostly practical effects. But when it does use CGI, it is horrid. It is horrendous. It is one of the worst acts of CGI I've ever seen since Thor: Love and Thunder. So, yeah. Specifically at the end, also the final episode is the worst fucking episode that's ever existed in, like, I've ever watched, right? Like, it's the worst thing I've ever watched in my life. So, CGI in the final fight is god-awful. The action is... there's barely any. Which, I don't mind if they went with... if they did something much more interesting with the actual show, then I think that the action could have been much more enticing. And maybe even if when the action, like, maybe... Like the absence of action could have been much more appreciated if they made something good instead of making what they made, which we'll get into later. But the action isn't very good. There are scenes which are just mind-numbingly bad, and the final fight is boring. It's the same. It's kind of the same thing we've ever seen. It's just bad. Then there's this scene where the U.S. president gets hurt, and it almost gets captured, almost gets killed by Gravik's team. And it's, oh my god, the fact that there are people in the fight that don't notice that Gravik is literally a Skrull and an alien. In fact, there's aliens and shit, and like people are just completely ignoring Nick Fury and Gravik as like Tails is being killed. Jesus Christ, that is literally one of the worst fight scenes in all of Marvel. I'm not even exaggerating. It is very, very bad. Laughably bad, even. Like, it's awful. CGI's awful. It's mostly practical effects, but when there is CGI, it's pretty bad. Yeah, just... otherwise, a really big disappointment in, I think, the MCU's more... I guess what it's the MCU's forte, the action and CGI, and it's awful here. It's a big letdown. I would have, like I said, I would have appreciated less action event for more high stakes and kind of seeing and making maybe the action scenes we do get a bit more tense. But we don't. We do get some, I guess, I wouldn't say action scenes, but more like, and there's no other way to say it. It's just snippets of action when characters and there's things happening. But it's otherwise, it's not. It's just not not very enticing. And yeah, just otherwise not very good. The actor's not very good here. So yeah, that's all I gotta say about the actor. Moving on to, I guess, on something one of the most egregious things that this show has to offer, I think, and that is the characters. So aside from its plot, the characters are one of the things that people gravitate the most to, and in here the characters do not work, sadly. So let's just get into it. So, the characters. Starting off with, Nick Fury. Nick Fury is meant to be the main character of the show, right? He's meant to be the main character. He's meant to drive the series forward. He's supposed to be the main thing that you focus on in this series. And Nick Fury is totally useless. Everyone in the show is just doubtful of Fury. They hate Fury. It is a clusterfuck. And Nick Fury fucking proves them right, because he is almost goddamn useless. Nick Fury doesn't grow. It doesn't feel like there's anything that happens to Fury that's of consequence. Everything that happens just goes to shit. Not like, oh, in the show, everything goes wrong. It's just that everything that they try to set up goes to shit. Nick Fury, it's very interesting. The whole thing is that he's sorry that he couldn't find the Skrulls at home, and that's why the main villain, Gravik, is attacking humanity. Which is fucking stupid, by the way. You should be... You should act that shit on Fury, not the entire world, but I don't know. I don't know what the fuck this guy's plan was. So Nick Fury is very useless. He doesn't do anything. He's fucking senile. He doesn't have any cool action. He just doesn't do anything. He saves the president at the end. That's pretty much all he does. And can just get his ass beat and get out smarter and shit. It is not what people wanted from a Secret Invasion series focusing on Nick Fury. It's not what people wanted, it's not what people deserved, and it's not what Marvel needed at this point. It is so incredibly just awful. Nick Fury wasn't this character. What we saw here in Nick Fury, that wasn't Nick Fury. That was some old guy that was being portrayed by Samuel Jackson, had the same name as Nick Fury, but that wasn't Nick Fury. Nick Fury was alive and well and kicking by the time of fucking Far From Home. And Far From Home, fun fact, takes place in 2024. So that's 2 years, and Nick Fury became a fucking senile old man in 2 years? Are you kidding me? He became completely useless in 2 years? Well, he looked fine and well. Sure, he was on the space station, but being the head of Saber, you know, maybe that constitutes something much more physical. That implies that he has some sort of physical activity to keep it running and being the leader that people need. And also, what the fuck happened? Like, genuinely. Okay, so Saber, so Nick Fury's set up Saber, which has a bunch of Skrulls, and that's not a home for the Skrulls on planet Earth, so he's still mad. So Ravik, there's plot holes in the story. I'll get into that when the story beats get here, but Nick Fury is completely useless and is honestly one of the least important characters of the entire show, and that's kind of sad. I was pretty excited to see this series, actually, because I was like, ooh, Nick Fury, Secret Invasion, sign me up. But no, this is not what I wanted, and this is not what we got. So yeah, moving on to another character, which I think was completely wasted, and one of the better characters of the show, Talos. Talos deserved better. I feel like Talos should have been the protagonist of the show. Now, Talos has something very interesting going on. His daughter Gaia was, in fact, part of the of Gravik's group. Now, it could have been interesting. It could have definitely been interesting to see how those characters interact and how he interacted with Gravik, maybe seeing a final fight with him and Gravik. But that's not all we got. It's not what we got. It's simply just, it was nothing. What we got for Talos was an interesting start to his new arc of a new arc for him. But we didn't get that. Instead, I think he reconciles with his daughter. I've watched a series way longer, though, 6 months ago, pretty much. So Talos has something interesting going on. I feel like even like his wife fucking got killed by Gravik. I feel like that should have been a much more important thing, but no. I feel like, motherfucker. I just feel like things were wasted with Talos. Talos was killed very early on. Episode 4 he was killed. But I just think, I just think it wasn't, he didn't get what he deserved, because it just wasn't enough. He could have been interesting. He could have had a final confrontation with Gravik, and it would have been him finally getting his revenge, or not revenge, but finally, you know, I don't know. It just kind of weird to see him not getting revenge on Gravik and not being that sort of like not hating as Gravik that much. Maybe he does, but you know, it's he was wasted. He didn't get. I don't think his he had an interesting game going on with his daughter and him trying to get her. I got away from Gravik, and it kind of worked, but then like I feel like he didn't do much like afterwards. It's awful, I feel, just. Tails was wasted. I've said a million times that Tails was wasted, definitely. It was sad seeing this guy just kind of get an arc, but him being used for Gaia's arc, which, fucking hell, no. Fuck me, just no. Sad to see what happened to this guy, but let's get into what I just said. Gaia is one of the, I don't want to say the, she's one of the most bland characters to ever fucking exist. She doesn't get an arc, I feel. She starts opposing She starts opposing fucking She's just bland, and I feel like, okay, what happened to Talos? What happened between her and Talos just kind of sucked, because she just kind of wanted something that was unobtainable, and to a certain extent, Talos did, like, tell her, hey, like, this shit is not obtainable, and I did agree with Talos, like, you know, sometimes you have to set to the reality situation, you know? And kind of, and Gaia's whole plan kind of comes to bite her in the ass later. Because, you know, people are straight up killing Skrulls, which we'll get into later when I get to the plot. So, it bit her in the ass, and now she fucking, she, like, the plan, I guess, I don't know if it's Tails' plan backfiring or fucking hers, because God damn, it's seriously a hard fucking job of fucking doing anything, right? So, anyways, Gaia becomes the most powerful hero in all of Marvel history. We never see her again, at all. We will never see Gaia again. She's part of one of the worst rated series on Disney Plus. So yeah, we will never see Gaia again. She's bland. She's sort of just the same shit. Just kind of what you expect. Oh, she's the daughter of one of the protagonists. So she'll definitely fucking turn good because of a conversation and whatever. It's. Oh. It's awful. I don't like Gaia. She's just boring, overpowered. It feels like the creator's fucking OC, which she probably is, just like an OC. Don't steal, you know, all that shit. That's what Gaia feels like. And she had no reason to join Gravik, I feel. Because her own fucking plan doesn't coincide with Gravik's plan. Because she just fucking betrays him like two episodes in. Like, she has like plans to betray him almost two episodes in. Like, are you kidding me? Don't fucking do this. Like, she has no reason to be with Gravik at all. And yeah, she has no reason to be with Gravik at all. It is awful. Fuck this show so much. Speaking of Gravik, let's get into Gravik. Gravik, it is the worst Marvel supervillain to ever exist. Ever. He is horrendous. Awful. Bad. Just horrible, 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 horrible. So Gravik sucks. His plan is stupid. So he is mad at Nick Fury for not providing them a home. And he has to live on Earth He has to live on Earth disguised and shit, you know, all that shit, and then Gravik, he's mad and he's gonna destroy humanity because Nick Fury didn't find him a home. What the fuck? You are okay. Putting shit into fruition here. Okay, putting shit on the table. So, the Skrulls have been living on Earth since the 1990s, and they've been living on Earth apparently just fucking fine. On S.H.I.E.L.D., and so I feel like Earth should have been a home for them already. It shouldn't have been something that was like a curse, but I guess Gravik thinks it is. So, like, technically, they do have a home, and they could have just started living on Saber, but no. He is so goddamn mad that he's gonna destroy humanity. And his plan makes no sense, because if they destroy humanity, then he's not gonna fucking have a home here either. He's better off leaving humanity. He's better off killing Nick Fury than he is killing all of humanity. What the fuck is wrong with you? You are stupid. And then he has the whole like super scroll plan shit. And that shit's bad too. Like, super scrolls are not one of the most, I don't think it's that cool, but it's interesting. It's an interesting thing. But here they fucked it over. It doesn't fucking have to do anything. And how they do the super scroll thing, it is using the most basic bitch powers in all of Marvel. Until the very end, where they get much better powers, and I don't know. Gravik sucked. The only good scene he was in was the museum scene. I liked that scene, but that's not because he was just there. It wasn't because he was actually cool in that. He wasn't a good villain at all. His motivation was stupid. He's fucking insane. It's dumb. He's just a dumb villain. What a waste of an actor. I think Kingsley Benadir could have done a way better job as a different character. And honestly, his acting wasn't that bad. He wasn't that bad of an actor. It's just that he was given bad material to work with, and that's sad. You don't want to see that. It's a waste of an actor that you just don't want to see. You don't want to see an actor being wasted. That's what I thought when, like, I guess fucking Ewan McGregor was Black Mask in Birds of Prey. It just didn't work with me. So, yeah. Okay, so moving on from Gravik. Now we're going to talk about Sonya. And Sonya, I don't really feel these last two characters I'm going to talk about aren't really that important. Because Sonya almost does nothing this entire fucking show. She doesn't do anything. which is, you know, weird to have this character in here. She doesn't do anything. She's kind of just weird. I feel like she could have been swapped for what's her name? Like the one that showed up in Falcon and the Soldier and Black Widow. I completely forgot her name. She's gonna be the one leading the Thunderbolts. Here we go. Please, do you work? I think my. There we go. My God, okay. Fuck. Where is it? I forgot her name, I'm still getting it up. Valentina, Val. Yeah, this character. I feel like she would have been I think she should have been here. Also, she showed up in Black Widow and Black Panther, but yeah. Dude, it's kind of weird. Yeah, I feel like she could have. I think she could have fit the role of Sonya better. I feel like just. It wasn't. It wasn't something that was really thought out. This character didn't do much. So, yeah. I feel like Sonya was a bit wasted. I feel like it could have been cool to see her be much more involved than she actually was. But at the end, she becomes involved. But I feel like it would have been a lot better if this was Valentina instead. Because maybe we could have seen actually Gaia show up later or something. Maybe in the Thunderbolts. Who knows? So, yeah. So, and on top of that, next up is James Rhodes, and I don't want to talk, and James Rhodes technically is in this show for 2.0000, like, 1 fucking second, so what do you fucking care? James Rhodes was done very dirty. He apparently got taken out at some point between Civil War, Motherfucker Y, and Secret Invasion. Apparently it's after Civil War, so all that shit that happened between Civil War and this series, this is never fucking part of his character. It was another fucking character. It was a Skrull. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And he's the only big character to like show up here. He's the only like big character from Nick Fury to show up here. Everyone else isn't that big of a character. So, we have James Rhodes being here, and, you know, it's not engaging, he's not cool, and, well, it's a Skrull, and what he did with him was very fucking dirty. He got done dirty, it doesn't make sense in the lore, and it's just, I hate it, I actually straight up fucking hate it, what they did with James Rhodes, it is awful. Everything the show did was fucking awful. And including this character, including the murder of James Rhodes, motherfucker, no, just no. This is how you know a show is fucking awful. So yeah, moving on to the plot, the thing I wanted to talk about the most. Here we go, the nonsensical plot of Secret Invasion. So I already said that, like, Gravik wants to kill humanity, but Gravik goes about the weirdest fucking way possible. He wants to start World War III. Now, not going into how this might affect his plans of getting a home, but he doesn't know the weirdest way possible. He starts like bombing shit. He wants the U.S. to bomb his own fucking, like, their own planes. Like, that would do anything at all. And he blames the Americans on the bombing of a Russian, like, I guess, like, community center, whatever the fuck, or like center for like a town center. And he blames it on the, and then they blame it on the Americans. Like, the Americans, like, no, fuck that, we didn't do that. And maybe, if they are not, I feel like if it's Russia and the U.S., not to get into a political debate here, but I feel like if they were to attack each other, they would have said it. They would have said that they would, that yes, that was us, but no. And not even that, like, after that, the Russia attacks the Russian quotation marks, is actually Gravik and his team. They attack the U.S. president. Now, who in the right motherfucking minds would, in like hot water with the U.S. and think about it this way? Everyone is serious as fucking stupid as shit because, like, okay, because when the U.S. president shit comes up, it is off. Okay, the U.S. president is going to Russia to, like, do talks and shit, and then they get attacked by Gravik and his group, and he blames it on Russia. Now, realistically speaking, why the genuine fuck would Russia attack the U.S. president when they're both in hot water? It makes no sense. They are on the verge of war, and they want, and Russia is clearly saying that they did not, like, that. Like they don't, like, they don't want to start a war because, hey, hello, nuke, and the U.S. president, they both don't want to start the war. They want to talk about it. They want to talk about, like, peace, I guess, what happened. So, genuinely speaking, if the U.S. is thinking about that and Russia does not want to start a fucking war, then why the genuine fuck did they attack, did they think that Russia attacked them? And would Russia deny it? Motherfucker, no. If they want to start a war, if a country wants to start a war between another country, they would make it so fucking clear that it's clearer than what? Than the crystal water. And crystal clear water, motherfucker. It is so stupid. Fucking hell. That's so stupid. It is genuinely idiotic what they did here. Wow. Never been that heated before fucking talking about this shit, but whatever. So it's genuinely just idiotic that they even would have attempted to entertain that idea. And that's not even it. I'm not even done. Nick Fury is dumb as hell. He is stupid. He's dumb. He's just dumb. Okay. So Nick Fury doesn't see things coming, and when he does decide to become Nick Fury, he has the stupidest fucking plan of all time. So he bets that Gaia, that, okay, so he wants Gaia to go to Gravik's base to kill him. But they need the DNA of all the Avengers to go into the base. So Fury just gives it to her. She just turns into Nick. They go there and she just hands it to him. She just hands the fucking thing to him. And then just hopes that Gaia's gonna win when Gravik could easily kill her too, because as we see, Gaia kills Gravik and they are both at the same power level, but Gravik is actively using more powers. So it would have been easy for Gravik to kill her, as easy as it was for Gaia to kill Gravik. So Nick Fury's plans just basically hinge on a 50-50 chance. I mean, and they started to save the president, and that kind of worked, but that would seem also very fucking stupid, too. It was like, who do I trust? Who do I trust? Fucking hell. And that's not even getting into the pacing. That's not even getting into the ending of the goddamn show. So the pacing of the show is awful. Things are moving very slowly until they stop moving very slowly because they realize that they have 6 minutes. They have like 6 episodes. So they go in a breakneck speed to get shit done over with. Get shit over with. Fucking. The scenes of Priscilla. I didn't talk about Priscilla. Priscilla's a fine character. I just feel like she suffers the same thing that Sonya does. She's not very important. The series could have done without Priscilla, to be honest. It didn't do anything other show that Nick Fury had a Skrull wife, which if you've seen any of our episodes talking about Marvel, yeah, people are very, very, very surprised that Nick Fury has a Skrull wife. So, there's that little tidbit. But yeah, nothing much about like her, Priscilla, or well, I guess Vara, I think that's what her name is. She's fine, and I feel like the series could have done much better without her. But the thing is, it would have robbed us. It would produce a better ending, to be honest. But it would have robbed us of disappointment about the ending. But the pacing isn't very good. Things happen just because they need to move the plot forward quickly enough to fit the 6 episodes. The series is comically short. It is 3 hours long. Like the whole full series is 3 hours long. You can binge it in a day and still watch more shit going forward. It's not as long as it should be. So it doesn't allow characters to grow and see how it all affects them. And yeah, no, it's just too short. And the ending is one of the biggest fucking brain farts I've ever seen in my life. Okay, I have said this. I posted this on Twitter. It sounds like when a 5-year-old decides to wrap up a story and says a bunch of fucking shit. God damn, is it bad? So the ending is that after the U.S. president reveals to everyone that this is in the last like 10 minutes of the goddamn show, by the way. Just saying. So the U.S. president decides that. To reveal that the Skrulls are living on Earth after being almost killed by them. Also, they all save the people trapped in Chernobyl, which is supposed to be really fucking radiated, so I don't know how those people survived there. Don't ask me! Inconsistencies up the fucking ass! Moving on. So, they do that, pretty much, and... So, the US president says, I'm gonna reveal that Skrulls are living on Earth, and then, last 10 minutes, by the way, people start killing Skrulls left and right, it's all that shit, and then Nick Fury and his Skrull wife go up, apparently for some goddamn reason, they had to go back to Saber. They leave to talk to the Skrulls Council, whatever the fuck, or I can find the other Skrulls. I don't even know why they fucking left in the first place. I'm gonna look it up right now. Hold on. Oh yeah, they were gonna go to a peace treaty. Yeah, we're gonna go get a priest treaty with the Kree. So, okay. They leave the Skrulls on Earth to fucking die. Why? Are you fucking kidding me? Here's like this, oh yeah, bye. You can die, I don't care. Why? God damn. It's impressive how bad this goddamn series is. So yeah, that's the plot. It's awful. The pacing's awful. Everything's awful about the fucking plot. Goddamn. So yeah, my fourth point is the consequences moving forward. What we can expect? Well, we can expect Secret Invasion, this fucking Armor Wars, to probably suck ass. Trying to explain what this shit was, or maybe not even as acknowledged at all. But probably will, because it's a very big part of Rhodey's character, but yeah. Aside from that, we saw in the Marvels that this didn't affect anything at all. So, yeah. I don't think there will be consequences moving forward. Kind of like with Eternals and the fucking gigantic celestial head that was mentioned twice. I think it was in this show that was also mentioned, which, haha, fuck, and she goes, so, trash, recognized as trash. So, yeah, that's Secret Invasion for you. It's awful, and it's bad, and it should die. And honestly, I'm glad we'll never get to see it mentioned ever again, because it is so awful that it deserves that. I hope we don't see Gaia, but that's going to be a really big plot hole if we don't see Gaia, because then we have the most powerful superhero in all of Marvel just walking around for no reason. So yeah, there's that. Anyways, Secret Invasion gets a solid F tier. Yes. On the Marvel tier list, I gave Secret Invasion an F tier. So now we want to think something that's much more palatable. The second season of Iron Groot. Honestly, it's kind of a really big tell to see that I had big expectations for Secret Invasion, and it has been dethroned by the second season of I Am Groot. Now that is something that is genuinely impressive. That's how bad Secret Invasion was. But anyways, let's stop shitting on Secret Invasion. Let's go into I Am Groot officially. Yeah. So I don't think this part's gonna be that long. I'm not gonna talk about I Am Groot as much as I talk about Secret Invasion, because I Am Groot, it's what? Like, it's 5 minutes per episode, and it's 5 episodes. It's 25 minutes, so not much I can actually talk about. To be honest, alright, so sorry for the quietness there. So I don't know how long. So it's 5 episodes again, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, that around that time. I don't know how much I want to talk about this thing, but yeah, let's go into it. So Iron Groot has, so first up is the animation. So Iron Groot is, I gotta say, the animation style here is pretty good. I feel like it's improved since last time, and it's gotten better, I feel. So yeah, I mean, there's not much to say. It's gotten better. It looks about the same, but I can tell it's gotten better. So yeah. That's all I gotta say about Iron Groot, to be honest. Not like for the animation style. It's the same as last time, but hey, it's better than last time, and it looks more polished, so there's that. It looks almost like the live-action movie stuff, but clearly different, and honestly, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, next up is the creativity of the show. So, I gotta say that the creativity here is much higher than it was last time. I feel like last time it was a bit more, just, I don't know, I don't feel like I was as creative as this time. I think there are some episodes that I do think are a little, I guess they're a little just not very not as creative, kind of on par with what season one had, where I don't feel like it was as creative as, you know, as it should have been all the way back then. But yeah, no,
feel like the creativity for this, for the show now, I feel like it was, it's just way better. There are some episodes I do think are somewhat not as creative. I feel like Groot noses around and I guess Argue My Groot are not very creative. They're very much season one. But I gotta say, Groot Snow Day, Groot Sweet Treat, especially the ending of Sweet Treat, and Groot and the Great Prophecy. It's pretty, they're pretty good. I gotta say, they're pretty good. They're pretty creative. I feel like they're a step up from when we got season one. So
yeah.
Speaking about that, I gotta say, stuff from season one, they added more stuff, more creative space stuff. So obviously the Watcher's here, and the Watcher is pretty good. The Watcher here shows up in the final episode, and I gotta say his presence is very much appreciated. I do like the fact that he's here. Honestly, just really, really cool seeing him pop up more stuff, and he's hilarious here. So yeah. Speaking about that, let's go into the humor of the show. It's pretty funny. I laughed more times at this than I did in the last season. And it's mainly because the humor is just way better than it was last time. The ending of Groot's Sweet Treat was pretty cool, seeing like the ice cream truck being destroyed and all the Nova Corp ship coming in. Yeah, that was pretty cool seeing that, and Groot just eating the ice cream. That was pretty funny. But aside from that, it was also the Watcher kind of going, oh, and then the Watcher like, what were you doing? What's going on here? It's awesome, but wait, what? He's defying all odds and shit. And yeah, just honestly, pretty cool things from this little short things all around. This part of the episode will probably be pretty short. I'm not gonna drag it on as I probably would have if it was its own episode. This is why I kind of made this its own. I made this two parts, like a dual episode, because I knew that I'm Groot would be too little to talk about, and even then, the trailer episode for this was one of our most viewed episodes on YouTube, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, no. Sorry to do a disservice to I Am Groot, but I feel like I Am Groot is just, I don't know, pretty good. Like, it's pretty good. And that's because of the humor. And the humor here is, I feel like, it's reminiscing of the last season, of kind of this, the low random humor, I guess, would be the correct term for the type of humor that I Am Groot had in the first season. It sort of deviated away from that, and it had just better humor all around. And yeah, that's just, I think, what made this show better than the first season, even then better than most of the seasons from last time, from other shows like She-Hulk, which tried to be a comedy. So that's what I think about the humor of I Am Groot. And yeah, just having that, it's pretty funny. But there's some like especially the first two episodes, they were really like the first season, and I didn't like the first season. I put it in C tier. So, but yeah, aside from that, I just think that the last half of I Am Groot season 2 was pretty good, and it kind of made up for those first two episodes. So yeah, what's next for I Am Groot? Well, I am of the opinion that I don't really care if I Am Groot continues or doesn't continue. I feel like its presence is just, I don't know, I don't think it makes that much sense to have I Am Groot be a part moving forward. I don't know. I don't think it's something that probably should stay in here, but I don't care. It's cool. And would I care if there's more? Maybe. Would I watch it? Yes. Would I care? No. If it discontinued, I wouldn't care anyways. So yeah, I Am Groot season 2. I'm pretty sure talking about this. But yeah, I Am Groot season 2 goes in B tier. So that's two very different ratings for two very different shows. Secret Invasion goes in F tier, and I Agree With Season 2 goes in B tier, which is a rank higher than it was in the first season, so it's improving. Unlike what Secret Invasion had, so yeah. Follow us on Media Buffet. Of course, you're listening to this. Media Buffet. Media Buffet, Spotify. Oh yeah, point. I forgot. I completely forgot this. What do you guys think of Secret Invasion and or I Agree Season 2? Leave in the comments below. So you can find us on Media Buffet on Spotify. At the Entertainment on YouTube. And for Twitter, it's at @media_buffet and at D8 Entertainment for the E at the end. And for me, Mercury, it's Mercury S Cheese on Twitter, at Mercury SC on YouTube, and Mercury C Cheese on Twitch. So, yeah, that's about it. See ya.